This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1792. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 24th, Alaska, Argentina, Bhutan, Biafra, Bolivia, Brazil, Bulgaria, China, Colombia, Cuba, East Turkestan, Egypt, Finland, Germany, India, Italy, Japan, Korea North, Newfoundland, Nigeria, Niue, Peru, Sweden, Taiwan, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. On September 23rd, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria found something strange monitoring the two transmitters of KNLS in Alaska. The language programming was interchanged from what the schedule had been. Apparently, they got their wires crossed unless they made a permanent change. This resulted in English at 08 UT being heard on 9655 instead of 11870, which was in Chinese. And the same thing happened again at 10 to 11. Possibly the interchange continued for the following 6 hours of their regular schedule until 18. Here's where the wandering Radio Nacional Argentina transmitter landed on September 19th at 2210. With football game coverage, says Carlos Gonsalves, on the southwest coast of Portugal, 6067.5 instead of 6060. Ron Howard in California noted an extended schedule of BBS Bhutan, 50 hertz below 6035. Usual sign-off is around 12 UT, but on September 19th, he had a signal still coming in during random checks between 11:12 and 14:01, including a few words of English between 11:12 and 1200. The best, clearest segment was 13:41 to 13:57, a program of chatting on the phone with young children, the kids mostly singing. Over the years, he says, this children's program is the one I have most often heard via BBS. The whole time there was interference from the PBS Yunnan China on the same frequency. The clandestine Radio Biafra, presumably via France, seems to be making a habit of broadcasting dead air for the first 26 minutes or so of its two-hour broadcast, at least on Thursdays. Last week we had a report of this happening September 10th, and now Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria observed the same on September 17th. 15560, a strong open carrier until 1826, when the English broadcast finally started modulation, but reception was by then very poor. However, on Tuesday, September 22nd, before and after 19 UT, José Miguel Romero in Spain, says Radio Biafra, had a straight four SINPO. It was in English and an African dialect, but no ID. There were references to Biafra interviewing someone, partly in English and partly in vernacular. There was applause from the audience. Thomas Nielsen in Sweden tells me he continues to observe Radio Fides, Bolivia, about 100 kilohertz below where it used to be, 5 hertz above 6055, September 15th around 2230, but it had signed off less than half an hour later. He checked again the next day, September 16th. They were playing Tina Turner at 2158 parallel to their web stream. There were transmitter problems, and they signed off at 2200. Also noted, September 20th, 10 hertz below 6055, weak and heavily disturbed at 2145 and gone by 22. And on the 21st, same slightly off frequency at 2137 with an ID, and signing off at 2159. So, it certainly seems Radio Fides has left 6155 plus, for the time being, at least. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal was also logging this on September 17th, 6055, presumably Fides, until abrupt closing at 2200. There was some adjacent interference. In Hardcore DX, Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso says, the Amazonas station on 3375, Radio Municipal, was back on the air September 19th. Heard at midnight 33 UT. It had been off for a week for transmitter and antenna maintenance. Slightly on the high side of 9645 is Radio Bandeirantes in Brazil. I happened to tune in September 21st at 0545, just as they were running a 5-pip time signal, and it was accurate. So I wonder if they always automatically mark the quarter hours, quite unusual for any radio station. Brazilians are hardly ever right on frequency, not even the big signal on 11780.1 variable. On September 21st at 0553, slightly on the low side of 11935, I was hearing the RB2 station, which I had not in quite a while. Either the schedule had been more limited, or they were not on the air on that particular frequency. Also on 9725, or rather on the low side of that frequency as well. And this station is carrying the same programming, amounting to relaying Radio Aparecida, the Catholic station on the high side of 11855. Carlos Gonçalves on the southwest coast of Portugal was also hearing this. He says RB2 in Curitiba was on 11935.0 September 17th at 2131. However, on the 18th at 2141, they were a sesquikilohertz low on 11933.5. Ron Howard in California reports the Chinese station on 5050 Beibu Bay Radio. That's Beibu Bay. September 17th at 1320, with a Chinese and English segment. They had an ID. This is Beibu Bay Radio, the voice of Guangxi, China. And they played a full speech given at the UN Climate Summit, which he quotes. The speech was by Chinese actress and singer Li Bingbing, talking about carbon emissions and so forth. He normally has interference from All India Radio on 5050, but not on this occasion. And the schedule indicates that Beibu Bay Radio during 13 to 14 UT is in Thai, but it was apparently in Chinese and English on this date. We continue to hear Colombia's only shortwave station reactivated on 6010.1, the voice of thy conscience, and its QSL manager, Rafael Rodriguez in Bogota, has this report about it. Since September 7th, the 6010 signal is back between 23 and 10 hours UT, but not 24 hours. There had been an agreement with the government of the Department of Meta and the electric company providing energy services at a reduced rate. Now, direct control from Bogota of the computer operating the signal and programming in Loma Linda has been established, including a news hour at 23 UT. The 5910 signal, Al Caravan Radio, is expected to be on the air in the next few days, he says, once a fault in the transmitter is repaired. This was as of September 19th. Reception reports are welcome by email to him, Rafael, C-O-L-D-X, at yahoo.com for an EQSL. You can also write to his postal address if you want a hard copy QSL, and will supply return postage. It's Apartado Aéreo, number 67751, in Bogota. Since La Voz de tu Conciencia has been reactivated, I was wondering if this means its founder, Russell Martin Stendahl, has returned to the country, but Rafael says no, he has not. He's still outside the country. I'm still hearing it, well, meanwhile, around 05 UT. Richard Langley from New Brunswick, but who's also been visiting Florida, notes that Cuba's time signal station, Radio Reloj, on 950, is about 1 second off. Mike Gorniak suggests maybe they missed inserting the leap second, like the rest of the world, on June 30th. Richard has also analyzed in minute detail the time signals from Radio Reloj, A link to that is in the new DX Listing Digest when published, number 15-38, via worldofradio.com. On September 20th at 13:23, I noted several frequencies of Radio Havana, Cuba had become a religious station, broadcasting a Catholic Mass for some reason. Quite a problem on the 5025 Radio Rebelde transmitter. September 23rd at 05:22, the modulation was breaking up horribly, and the modulation I could hear was not Radio Rebelde, but Radio Havana Cuba's English service. And this was still going on 7 hours later at 12:27, when what audio I could hear was from RHC's Spanish service. The carrier was okay, it was just a modulation input problem, which apparently no one had noticed during all those hours. Here's another anomaly I noticed. On 13855 at 13:47 UT, September 21st, in Chinese, that hour is China Radio International via Kashgar, East Turkestan, and thus is not subject to jamming. However, there were repeated heterodynes sweeping toward the frequency, exactly 16 times per minute, and from exactly the same high to lower pitch. And they're fading independently of CRI, so apparently not coming out of the same transmitter. They seem to be coming up from the lower side, unless it was just a co-channel transmitter with modulation going from high to low. We would always have anomalies to report about Radio Cairo, but here's one in particular from Wolfgang Büschel in Germany. On September 19th, there were two distorted outlets heard, 9665.033 in French from 20 to 2115 UT. The signal was 35 over 9, and English on 9800.004 starting at 2115. Also with two broad spurious transmissions adjacent from 9756 to 9765 and on the other side 9893 to 9901. It seems that on the third try, Radio Space Shuttle International finally succeeded in making its final broadcast via Bulgaria, Sunday, September 20th at 19 to 20 UT on 13600. Richard Langley in New Brunswick managed to hear it and wondered if anyone else got it as far as North America, and he recorded the entire hour to put up at archive.org. Dr. Hans-Jörg Biener reports on the new refugee radio in Germany. On 16 September, public broadcasters WDR, Radio Bremen, and RBB started Radio Refugee, a new service in English produced in Cologne and Arabic produced in Berlin for the arriving Syrian refugees. Initially, a five-minute newscast is broadcast Monday through Friday at 11:55 a.m. and p.m. local time on FM frequencies in three German states, and also available through digital media, considering that a smartphone is a valuable possession of many refugees. This can also be read in German, English, and Arabic at funkhauseuropa.de. The spectrum manager at All India Radio told Jawahar Sheikh in Jeddah that AIR is radiating the Hajj service in Urdu for Indian pilgrims at 11 to 11:30, presumably in Universal Time, on 11670, 15770, and 15210, reception reports wanted. The dates, I think, are approximately September 21st to 26th. The reactivated Program 4 of RRI Makassar, Indonesia, Sulawesi, is still going on 4750. Ron Howard in California reports it September 17th at 11:59 with an RRI jingle and ID, followed by Jakarta News. Also on September 19th at 12:20 with that RRI jingle. And an ID is FM Programa Empat, meaning 4, RRI Makassar. This time kids were singing a song mentioning that station by name. He says very entertaining listening to their music.
This is Glenn Hauser's World of Radio. This is Glenn Hauser's World of Radio.
The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1792. Our website brings you much more info, worldofradio.com. Thanks this week to Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina for a generous autumnal equinox contribution to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Here's a new outlet for World of Radio. Rico Bube-Ferster has invited us on the internet radio station he runs, which transmits amateur radio broadcasts. It's Zatzentrale. He says this will start in October on the 3rd, Saturdays at 21 hours MEZ or 19 UT. In the winters, of course, shifting to 20 UT. You can find this and his other programming via www.satzentrale.de/SZ Radio. The 30-watt Italian station on 11390 Marconi Radio International plans its next test broadcast on Thursday, September 24th and Friday the 25th at 17 to 19 UT. AQSL 100%, Marconi Radio International at gmail.com. Another Italian station, the Radio Latino, likes to operate in the middle of the 7 megahertz band. They notified Rodney Johnson in Nevada of their next broadcast, which would be on 7630, and he heard them via the SDR in the Netherlands, of course, September 18th, around 20:05 on exactly 7630, with playing primarily English oldies. And he got a reply from them telling more about the station. We change a QSL design every month, so you're receiving our September one. Propagation on 38 to 40 meters was a bit poor and strange. Radio Latino broadcasts from central Italy, the most southern free shortwave radio in Europe, irregularly since 2005 with low power of about 50 watts PEP. However, they now have a new transmitter running 500 watts PEP, an inverted V dipole antenna, anywhere from 7510 to 7610. He says in the next weeks, we should be quite active in that range, the main frequency, 7530 or 7590, during the evening and night. And we hope to be on the air more regularly. He says, I'm 53, a shortwave listener, owner of one of the first free private FM stations back in the 80s, and now a free broadcaster. If you subscribe to our blog, you'll receive an email every time we are on the air with the exact frequency. It's www.radiolatino.bigbig.com. Ron Howard says the station about North Korean abductions, Shokase or Seabreeze, is back to its usual schedule of English on Thursdays only via Japan, starting at 1330 UT on 5985, as heard September 17th, but there was pulsating noise jamming from North Korea. Usually the other English broadcast, Thursdays at 16 to 17 UT, as well as all the other languages on other days, is on a different frequency among the four or five they jump around among on the 49-meter band. But Ivo Ivanov says, as of September 17th, that one was also on 5985, although colliding with China in Swahili. Early UT September 18th, Julian Smith in Barrie, Ontario, inquired of me, has anyone else reported that CKZN in Newfoundland appears to be missing from 6160? I used to hear it every night, but for the past few days it seems to be off the air. We put out the word and others agreed that it's missing. I also was only hearing the other CBC station from Vancouver around 0500. Usually at that time there can be a mixture here halfway between them. Gilles Letourneau in Montreal was quick to reply that he was not hearing it either, and Wolfgang Büschel agrees to trying various remote receivers, so we hope CKZN is only temporarily absent Actually, the programming originates at Happy Valley Goose Bay, Labrador. You may still hear some utility broadcasts from Newfoundland on 2598 USB. There's a net of five stations plus one nearby in Quebec, giving marine weather on a definite schedule, as in dxinfocenter.com. September 17th at 0118, I was hearing a YL robot with weather in English on 2598, scheduled at that particular time, starting at 0107, is VCM in St. Anthony, the northern tip of Newfoundland Island. This just in, as of midnight UT, September 24th, CKZN Newfoundland is back on the air, 6160, with CBC News, heard both by Julian Smith in Ontario and Stephen Wood in Massachusetts. Besides the nature of the programming, an off-frequency from Nigeria has been a dead giveaway to what we're hearing around 9689.9. However, Wolfgang Büschel says you might be misled. He was checking between 11 and 12 UT, and at that time found Voice of Nigeria on exactly 9690, as heard via remote receiver in Italy. But there was a signal on 9689.91, heard via remote receivers in Florida, Qatar, and Japan, i.e. the Tainan Taiwan site with e-Bible fellowship program I mentioned before in Vietnamese, predicting the imminent end of the world. So be very careful about your frequency assumptions around 9690. Among the many Hamd expeditions one I have picked out to publicize is to the Pacific Island of Niue, N-I-U-E. According to the OPDX bulletin via Dave Raycroft, ODXA, the de-expedition is now underway until September 29th. The call sign is Echo 6 Golf Golf, 160 to 10 meters, three modes. More info at www.e6gg.com. I'm back to monitoring the automatic timer cutoffs of Radio Chasqui, Peru, 5980, which slip about 6 seconds later from one night to the next until they eventually reset it. As of September 19th, the cutoff was 48 and a half seconds past 0104 UT. Radio Sweden is long gone from shortwave, but now they're cutting back their webcasting. Cheryl Paskowitz in Wisconsin says, I just read on the Radio Sweden website that they're soon discontinuing daily webcasts in favor of Thursdays only and rebroadcast on Mondays. More about this from John Filiozzi in Half Moon, New York. He quotes their announcement, relaunch for Radio Sweden. Starting Monday, October 5th, Radio Sweden will relaunch with a new focus on all things digital, web, mobile, and social media. This means we'll be discontinuing our daily radio broadcasts and instead providing you with a better news service online, which you can access anytime. We'll still broadcast every week on Thursdays from 16:30 to 17 hours. This will air again on Mondays at the same time and can be downloaded as a podcast whenever you like. It'll also be available through Swedish Radio's smartphone app. With our digital relaunch, we look forward to keeping in touch with you via social media, where you can comment on our stories, share your views on interesting questions, and let us know about something we may have missed. Find us on www.radiosweden.org, www.facebook.com/radiosweden, at Radio Sweden, instagram.com/radiosweden, or on the P2 and P6 channels, and starting October 5th on the Swedish Radio app. John Filiozzi comments, I gather that the Monday through Friday half hour broadcast currently available via streaming, but not broadcast outside Sweden, and on demand, also via World Radio Network, will end, with just a weekly half-hour available that way, losing WRN. Otherwise, it'll be a website with multimedia content, including direct interactive access to staff via Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and email. The times, they are a-changing. Reinhardt in California reports Taiwan on 9410. Fuxing Broadcasting Station presumed, September 17th at 11:47, thanks to a tip from Hiroyuki Kamatsubara. The station is heard again. It had been off for a while, but underneath a fairly strong CNR5 in Chinese and playing music. Fortunately, CNR5 is all talk, making reception easier. He says it's a shame Fuxing Broadcasting Station does not use 9774 now, since 9775 is totally clear of CNR2, which I believe is off the air on all frequencies. Mike Barraclough forwards news from BBC that staff based in Reading have been told that they could move out of their office building as part of a review. About 200 members of staff at BBC Monitoring, based at the Grade 2 listed Caversham Park, a manor house, will be affected if the proposal goes ahead. BBC says the large site was currently under-occupied, and options that offer better value to the license fee payer were being considered. Well, it's under-occupied since they axed 72 posts in 2011 following a 3-megapound cut in funding. Mike Terry forwards a story from The Guardian, 21 September, headlined, "Stop meddling with BBC, European media bosses tell the government." In a letter to The Guardian, the heads of seven Nordic public service broadcasters urged the UK to protect the BBC's independence, saying a diminished BBC would risk reducing Britain's standing in the world. They also noted that many foreign broadcasters, including their own, had used it as a template. No creative organization in the world is as well known and has such a reputation for quality as the BBC. That reflects on Britain as a whole. Every day all over the world, on all continents, the BBC's programs and services inform, educate, and entertain millions of people. The letter was written in response to growing concern over the government's plans for the BBC, which have already seen it told to take on the 700 megapound cost of funding free license fees for people over 75. Noel Green in England was surprised to find the Voice of America French language service to Africa on the air later than before. It was still going until 08:30 UT on September 22nd on 9885 from Greenville and 13830, which is either Botswana or Saint-Thomas. Ivo Ivanov confirms that it has been extended since September 14th in the mornings, but Monday through Fridays only, starting at 0630 on 4960 and 6180 from Saint-Thomas, as well as the two frequencies just mentioned. And furthermore, they seem to have expanded or added more frequencies for the evening broadcasts in Portuguese to Africa. Is it final, final for Global 24 Radio? I notice that their domain name has expired and their website is gone as of September 6th, global24radio.com. Ron Howard in California was pleased to have above normal reception, including a definite ID from Radio Vanuatu, September 20th at 08:55 to 09:35 on 7260. By 9:35, the other frequency seemed to be appearing 3945. The propagation outlook from Boulder. Minor storms likely October 1st, 5th, and 6th. Major storm levels likely October 4th and 8th. Making for very high A and K indices, 45 and 6 on October 4th, and an unusually high prediction of 50 and 6 on October 8th. Solar fluctuating between 95 and 100 until October 8th, maybe up to 105. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1792.